You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, beautiful sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel, and I am your host and spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey called life. And today, we are talking about the very, very beginning. This has been 15 years in the making, and maybe more like 47. I recently in a session, a practice session for business intuition with my teacher and colleagues, we were talking about this energy that we've been experiencing, and it's been a strange energy. And it's really had this like hold kind of feeling, this pause. And so we were checking in on the whole thing, and we could really feel the resistance to switch into this new energy that was happening, and just the beautiful, incredible energy that we are moved into, and how it really is about community and connection and taking care of each other. So when it came time to read for each other, I asked about my gap and, you know, being able to really serve my clients in a way that the gap that they are experiencing is being filled. Serving my clients, it means the world to me. And you know, when I get a message from someone telling me an update on how they changed their mindset and the things that are coming true for them, it melts my heart. When someone who I work with fertility-wise calls or messages and says they're pregnant, I literally cry. I am humbled by the people that I work with, and I feel so blessed when I'm filled in on what's happened since their session with me, or even people that work with me on a regular basis and I get to see them, you know, a few months apart and hearing the updates on the things that they've accomplished by doing the work that they do. I love it. I love it. And I was once asked by someone, are all your clients your friends? And I said, no. And she's like, but that's what it feels like. And I said, good, that's what it should feel like, because I authentically love working with people and I really do love cheering people on. So, you know, that part is, that's who I am. I wear my heart in my sleeve. What you see is what you get. There is no fake Chanel. I don't know. Maybe once upon a time there was, but I don't think so. This is just kind of who I've always been. I've always showed up pretty authentically, because that's important to me. So in this session, I was so appreciative that my gap was acknowledged. And it was funny because it really wasn't the gap in service. It was my gap, the thing that I needed to hear to put it all together. And by the time I was done listening to what my teacher had to say, I literally was like gobsmacked. I was like, holy crow, everything that has been coming up for me over these last 15 years has had such a huge purpose, and I just wasn't aware of it until this moment. I literally could see the work that I've done, the trainings that I've done, the certifications I've gotten, the people that I've been connected to, the things I've learned. They've all led me to this place. And I know that sounds like it comes out of a movie, but it's so true. There has never been a moment where I have felt more connected to my work and to my life in general than I do right this moment. Because I think the other side of that is my personal life experience. If I hadn't have experienced my life the way that I had, I wouldn't be able to do the work as powerfully as I can because I wouldn't understand. My own struggles, my own belief systems, my own things that I've worked through have been part of that journey and part of those lessons and the things that I've, you know, learned and grown from. They are part of my practice. They are part of my spiritual journey because they are what makes me me. So in that moment, I kind of was like, I don't even know how to take this all in. And so the next day, I sat with it for a bit and I started to channel with my spirit guides and they started to tell me all the things that I needed to hear. They put together the pieces and they taught me about the frequency of creation. And I cannot wait to really share the depth of what you can do with this frequency. And I'm not going to get into great detail here. Like, I do have a webinar coming up. It is absolutely free. It is on Wednesday, June 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. There will be a recording and it will be accessible for 30 days after the workshop to be able to listen if you can't make it. So definitely, whether you can make it or not, sign up so that you can get the replay so you can dive into your personal frequency of creation. So what is it? So we all chose to come here and have a human experience. And again, everything that gets put in your path is put there for a reason. And it's just so incredible. I can't even begin to tell you how many years ago it was, but a lot of years ago, I trained someone I know in Reiki, and they shared with me this story. And it's written by, or channeled, I shouldn't say it's written, it's channeled by Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the Conversations with God's books. And from this book, there's a child's book, and it's called The Little Soul and the Sun. And the Coles notes is that the little soul wants to come to Earth, and God asks the soul what it wants to experience, and the little soul wants to experience forgiveness. And God says, well, you're going to have someone hurt you to be able to do that. And the little soul goes on to be like, no, well, nobody's going to want to do that. That's awful. Nobody's going to want to hurt me. And a soul steps forward and says, I love you enough that I will do it for you. And that story changed my life. It allowed me to make complete peace with my ex-husband and a lot of things in my life, because there's this recognition that we all came here out of love. We all came here out of love. And even though we may do things that aren't nice to each other, we did it because that was the story we asked to experience. And that's not making excuses for anybody. And that's not saying that doing bad things is right. It's not. But it allowed me to really view things in a different way. Fast forward, this frequency of creation is unique to you. It is yours and yours alone. And it was created from love, from your wish to come to have a human experience and why you want to have that human experience. So the frequency of creation is this ultimately completely pure vibration of your wish. It is your soul incarnating or choosing to come and incarnate in Earth, and why you're choosing to come to Earth. So it is so pure. And because it's created from love, it is at the highest frequency and the highest vibration. And it, again, is unique, completely unique to you. Everybody's frequency of creation is different. Now, there are always exceptions to the rule. I honor that completely. And there is a whole lot more information around that. But they showed me how to tap in using meditation to your personal frequency of creation. And through that personal frequency of creation, we can actually learn about our life purpose, and we can use it for healing subconscious belief systems. And I can go into the depths of vibration and how our vibration lowers and how we come back to the vibration and the frequency of creation to be able to manifest and to move through life in a different way. It is mind-blowing and epic. And I'm just so blown away by the information that I've been receiving over the last few weeks. It is absolutely incredible to hear about this frequency of creation. And we all get disconnected from it. That's just the reality of life. And for some people, it's the moment they choose their parents. For some, it's in utero. For others, it's in labor and delivery. And for the majority, it's in the first 7 to 10 years of our lives where we lower our vibration and begin to forget. And it even talks about it in the story, about how we'll forget who we are. And that's exactly what happens, because there's a cycle where we create a belief system that then lowers our vibration and holds us in that lower vibration. And to be able to raise our vibration again, we have to begin to heal that subconscious belief, that belief system that we tell ourselves. And it's all about energy. It's all about frequency and vibration. It is all about how high or low we vibrate. And it when they were explaining it, it was so simple. It was so incredibly simple. And the way that they showed it, now, it wasn't necessarily simple as it started to come through, because there was a lot of puzzle pieces that I had to put together. Crystals hold this frequency and vibration for us. And even that, like today, literally today, I was reading a post, I think it was from Diana Cooper, and she was talking about Lumeria and how the Lumerians, some of them chose to have physical bodies and become part of Atlantis. And she talked about the crystals. And so I was like, oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. And one thing that I think I've really held through my journey is this openness. I don't really get stuck on something being a certain way necessarily. And I'm really open to understanding kind of the bigger picture. And they've done this in so many ways over the years for me, and a lot in the last few weeks with all of this information that's coming in. And it's been interesting to be able to hold things in a way that allows me to experience them and to expand into them without being like firm in how it has to be. And it's a really weird place to be, because I think for us as a human experience, we are very black and white almost. And yes, I know we all love the color, but there's very much this way of like science and fact that we've been raised on. And, you know, science says this is what this is and this is a fact and blah, blah, blah. Whereas what they're giving me is kind of like, this is how you experience it as a human versus how we experience it in a higher dimension. And so it's really interesting to be able to kind of understand it in a way that gives it so much space. And this is where I think we get stuck, is in this black and whiteness of like, this is this and that is that, where when we start to let go of those boundaries, we suddenly can do things like manifest in an instant or timeline jump or, you know, remote view or like all sorts of things, telepathy. And it really opens these gateways for us into this like higher vibration and higher dimension. And we have so much power that we just don't know how to utilize. And it's incredible. So this frequency of creation, I'm going to do a whole webinar on it. It'll probably be about an hour, hour and a quarter. I'm going to take you into a meditation to actually take you into your personal vibration, your personal frequency of creation, your soul frequency at like birth. I don't like the word birth, I guess, because it we always think of like human birth, and that's not exactly what this is. It's energetic and it's very beginning, and I don't know. Eventually, I think I'll have names for everything, but not quite yet. But I'm so ready to share this with you. So hence we're talking about it today. So I'm going to, in that workshop, I will explain a little bit more about the frequency of creation. I'll share a little bit more about the story of the little soul in the sun. I will talk a little bit more about why it's so important that we can return to this frequency and vibration to heal at like a cellular level, to really clear our subconscious beliefs, and to really like create lasting change. And when we, are willing to do the work, because this isn't some magic wand, this isn't some magic spell that just fixes everything. This is a vibration or a frequency that we can connect to that creates the safety that we need in our body and in our nervous system to do the work that allows us to be vulnerable and open to actually reprogram. And it's not a, here is a blue pill and it's fixed, or the pink pill. What is it? Red and blue? I don't remember. Who watched The Matrix and can tell me? It's not a magic wand. It's not. This involves doing work. You have to be willing to look inside. And I think that's something that we get caught up in too, is, you know, I see so many programs out there about manifesting and clearing our subconscious beliefs and our money blocks and blah, 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 blah. But the reality is none of them work if you are not willing to do the work. If you are not willing to look at your own mess. And I have spent years, and I will never stop looking at my mess. I will never stop choosing to learn from my mistakes and to grow and to expand and to continue to learn, because that's what life is, and that's how we become powerful, and that's how we really know who we are able to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. So I am so looking forward to sharing this information with you at a deeper level. There is a link in the show notes. There is a link in my bio on Instagram. And you can join this webinar. Like I said, it is absolutely free to hear more about the frequency of creation and to tap into your personal frequency of creation through the meditation. Again, there is a recording and it will be available for 30 days afterwards so that you can come back to it as often as you need to really anchor that frequency in your body, to be able to work with it and to do the healing that you want to do. I will share in this webinar more information about what you can do with it and how I am going to be working with it, both in a container group setting as well as one-on-one sessions. This one is a game changer. And I feel it so deep in my bones. I feel it so deep in my soul. And I am just so excited to be able to share this with you, because I really feel like this is something that can create a really lasting change, a permanent change in our lives. And the more people that know how to do this, the more people that can use it, the more lives we change and the better we all get, and then we all get to win, and I'm all about that. And like I said, I'm blown away how 15 years of practice and clients and energy work and soul work for myself and soul work for my clients and workshops and certifications, like it all just makes so much sense. So thank you, Lori. If you want to connect with Lori, my incredible teacher, Lori Wilson is the owner of Inner Access 101. She offers a daily focus from grandmother who she channels, and she shares that on YouTube and in her platform on a daily basis for free. She also has a monthly focus that blows my mind on a regular basis. I'm so grateful that you can purchase through her platform. I'll drop a link below if you are interested in that. She drops a written, I don't want to say a written version because it's not a version because it's different from beginning of the month to mid-month, but the first of the month it's written, mid-month it is like a podcast, it's an audio, and it's so helpful in understanding the energies. Lori also teaches a lot of the things I've taken, past life regression, medical intuition, business intuition. I didn't actually take channeling with her. I've just been doing it forever. But she does teach channeling as a profession. She has so many incredible offerings. I highly recommend her SOAR program as well. I did that one. I'm really grateful for Lori and her guidance and her teachings over the years. So definitely please go check out Lori and support Lori in her journey as well, because she is an incredible human and she shares so deeply from her heart and soul. It's so beautiful. So that's a little about frequency of creation and, you know, the epiphany of all the things that have come together to create this incredible thing that I'm going to share with you guys. So again, Wednesday, June 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. There will be a recording. Sign up through my website, fromtheheartandsoul.com. It's on the events page. Oh, wait. Is it? Maybe it's not on my website yet. I'm going to drop the link because I don't think I put it on the website yet. I kind of dropped it and didn't get it everywhere, but I will drop a link in the show notes so you have it. You can totally register. You can always go to my contact page on my website too if you can't find it, and email me and I'm happy to send you the link as well. So I'm done rambling. So grateful to be here, to be your spiritual tour guide, and to be with you on this incredible journey we call life. So thank you from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.